It's Radio K, where music matters most. DJ Fizzy, you're on the corner of the best in jazz, soul, funk, R&B, and a touch of hip-hop every Wednesday night right here on Radio K. We have the gentlemen from Secret Stash Records in the studio. They've got some nice vinyl delights to share with you. But we're going to kick this off with one of their choices. It looks pretty dope just by looking at it. By Enrique Lynch y su orquestra. Este es el ritmo que me gusta. So if you speak Spanish, you know what's up. It's on the corner. It's Radio K, where music matters most. DJ Fizzy, you're on the corner. I'm in the studio with the gentleman from Secret Stash Records. We got Unai, we got Eric.
How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Just glad to be back. Good to see you.
Welcome back from your big trip to Peru. Tell us about that. How did that go down?
Well, the whole thing kind of started when Corey, you know, he's not with us right now. Hopefully he shows up in a little bit, but... when the whole thing started, when Corey and I were just looking for a new idea for a new record, Corey had actually studied Afro-Peruvian music with a guy who lived here in town for a while named Andres Prado. Mm-hmm. And Andres is from Lima. And when we were trying to think of stuff to do, Corey's like, you know, we should look at this stuff. And he started playing some of it for me, and I went head over heels for it. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, this stuff is amazing. And we had kind of kicked around the idea of doing it for a while. And Corey had been working with Unai on some other stuff, some mastering of some reissues and stuff for us. And they kind of started talking about doing it. And then it was just like, boom, we bought tickets. And like 2.5 weeks later, we were down in Peru.
Yeah.
We just soaking it up.
Yeah.
and Unai is from Venezuela. And he's incredibly bilingual.
That's useful, I guess.
Yeah, and it's good because...
¿Dónde está la baño? We needed that one a lot.
And, I mean, he speaks English really, really well, and that helps. It wasn't like, you know, he had learned English a couple years. Like, he knew both languages really, really well. So that was priceless. But anyways, we went down there. We had, you know, tried to make a few contacts before we went down there, but we didn't really have any meetings in place, I don't think.
We had a couple tentative ones, but nothing set in stone before we actually landed.
Yeah, and we got there one night. We watched the cops bust up some people trying to break into a building, and there was smoke bombs and everything, and we're just got done drinking some Pisco Sours, and we're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just watching the batons in slow motion.
What have we gotten ourselves
Crack.
Into? Yeah, and, like, we don't have really any, like, firm meetings set up, and we're watching, like, the cops break up this...
Yeah.
It was crazy, and the next morning we woke up, and Unai just started banging the phones, calling everyone that we had found contact info for, and before you know it, we're hooked up with a bunch of musicians and some labels to discuss licensing, so...
Nice. Well, it worked out.
Yeah, man, it was awesome.
Yeah. You've got some nice videos on your website as well. What's the address for that?
Yeah, secrets-records.com.
Cool.
Or youtube.com/secrets-records.
Nice.
And you can see some of the stuff we got into. You can see just some of the day-to-day coolness of Peru and how music is such a part of their culture.
Yeah.
We definitely feel that it's way more a part of their culture than it is a part of our culture.
Sure, sure.
To say the least. But also, you'll see a cool video on there when Unai and I did a little crate digging down in Peru.
I saw that, and I'm jealous.
Man, you know who else buys at that shop? You know that shop is exclusive, right?
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. It's only, like, VIPs?
Yeah.
We're VIP, and then Franz Ferdinand is VIP crate
The Franz Ferdinand?
Down there, man.
Man, I'm down with those guys.
It was so funny because, like,
man.
The guys that work there, you know, I don't speak any Spanish, so... Yeah. To me, it's like, blah, 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 Franz. And Unai is like, they said some band was shopping here.
He told me, like, they said some metal band.
Yeah, some metal band, like Franz Man.
Yeah,
Franz Man.
Yeah.
Or something. And then all of a sudden we're like, Franz Ferdinand? They're like, yeah. We're like, oh, my gosh.
Awesome,
man,
awesome.
That's exclusive.
Weird. But that place was pretty crazy. It was a rundown garage in central Lima, in kind of a dirty part of central Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Unai and I were at one of the record labels. Actually, you also, there's some pictures online of Unai and I going through some vaults with some master tapes in it, which was pretty much like a religious experience.
Yeah, definitely one of the highlights, just being surrounded in this tape vault.
There's this picture of Unai, and the look on his face just like, it encapsulates the whole thing.
It just
looks like he just struck gold, you know.
And you guys did. I mean, you guys brought some nice treats. I mean, those first two tracks, did you pick those up?
Yeah, pretty much everything we're going to play, we'll tell you. We either dug it up down there.
Yeah.
Or we recorded down there. We'll try to do a set of that.
Yeah.
But we met this guy. I mean, you have time for a story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got all night.
Awesome, man. Well, Unai and I were at this label's headquarters going through these master tapes, and Unai starts BSing with this guy and telling him, like, hey, you know, Eric was trying to find some vinyl records while he's down here. Well, you could probably tell it a little better since you were actually talking to him.
Well, okay, here's the flip side of that story.
Yeah.
Here's this side, the Latin side of that story. So we were there to check out the, take some pictures of the tapes and stuff, and we did a lot of that. We actually found a couple really interesting titles and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we come out, and these guys, like, you have to check this out. They were manufacturing the CD. They were packaging 18,000 copies of this album, of this religious, this Christian album for this gathering that was going to happen in a week or something.
We walk into their office that's not any bigger than this studio, a couple hundred square feet, and there's, like, six employees sitting around hand-assembling the CDs. Like, when we manufacture, it's like we order it, and then someone else assembles it and ships it to us, and it's done. And these guys are, like, sitting here hand-assembling everything.
We're no,
like,
robots.
What?
No machines.
Even the plastics and everything, man. Even the plastic outside. They'd
put it in a little bag and hit it with, like, a hair dryer, and it would, like, seal it. We're like, DIY.
That's hardcore.
They were like, we have to do this by Sunday.
Yeah.
But anyways, we were down there, and we had been told about this vinyl shop, right? In a part of downtown Lima that isn't the best. It's all run down. It's really chaotic over there.
And
it's not advised for tourists to go there. And really, people don't really hang out after three around that place, you know. But, you know, it's like noon, one. We're at this record label. Like, I start talking to this guy. He's really nice. It turns out he is the guy that manufactured all, if not most, of those vinyls that we found.
Yeah.
That we were digging
up. He sold
them.
He was, like, the big sales guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the distributor for them. But for South America. He worked in Colombia, Peru, etc.
Yeah.
The guy knew everybody. So, obviously, he knew how to get there. And he wanted to take us down there. You know, he wanted to show us.
Yeah.
This is something about people over there, man, is they're really cool, and they're down for the ride. Like, they're down to show you something, you know?
That's rare, man. That's pretty rare.
The way people were so accommodating, it's nothing like it. Not to say that, like, I don't like people here. Like, any, I don't want, like, someone's going to call up the studio, like, ah, he's un-American. Get him out there. But you know, down there, it's a totally different vibe.
Like,
this guy just wanted to hang with us.
Yeah, dude.
That's
cool. He paid for our bus fare going down there.
Man.
He paid for the bus fare. He was telling us all these stories.
We had the cameras and the computer with.
Right.
He's like, I'll take you, but you got to leave that stuff here.
Yeah.
And everyone in the office is, like, laughing at me because I'm holding all this stuff. And he's asking
looking
about
out for
going
you.
Down there. And
yeah.
They're just, like, laughing at me.
Yeah, they're wondering, are they going to take all that with them? They're sure not to come back if they do. But
we get
there, and it's just a run-down mezzanine, man.
Yeah.
Run-down, covered in vinyls. It wasn't the only shop there, but the shop we went to was the biggest one, and it was the one that, obviously, that guy you could trust, because this man, I'm sure, knew everybody that worked there, and he did not introduce us to anyone
else.
Yeah,
we went right to the back. Yeah. It was like one shop. It was just a garage. Picture a big garage with, like, a loft in it.
Yeah.
All run-down, and all it was just different vendors set up selling their stuff. Like, it wasn't like official shops. There was no cash register. It's just like, all right, so-and-so gets this corner and other guy gets this corner. And
kind of free-for-all, but all
it was like a
music.
Flea market.
It was a flea market.
But it was all music.
So we spent a good, like, 2.5 hours there.
Yeah, 2.5, 3 hours. It was
great. Digger's paradise.
Awesome, man.
So
and then the dude paid for a taxi back.
Oh, man.
And then he bought us some beverages.
I don't know, man. I bought him the drinks. No, we had to show him.
What,
you know,
a
we had
nice
to show him.
Guy.
Man,
he
got a free ride, and he bought our vinyl. Great.
So yeah, if anyone is going to Peru, and this has actually happened once since we went back, some guy hit me up through the website. He's like, "Hey, I'm going to Peru." I typed in "purchase vinyl Peru." Your website's the only thing that came up.
Yeah.
I watched your video. Where were you digging? So if anyone's actually heading down there, secret-records.com. Hit us up, and Unai still has the guy's info, and we'll hook you up with them.
Share the wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, totally.
Secret Stash, Franz Ferdinand, digs in Peru. Get on that. We got some hot jams that I'm really excited to play. That first album that we started this set off with was by Enrique Lynch y su orquestra. That's este es el ritmo que me gusta. That's the way I like it. But, you know, en español. And African bump in that set as well. I got this other track queued up by Los Mirlo. Eric, I believe you picked this one out.
Yep.
You want to set this up for us?
Yeah, this is some chicha. And I think Unai could attest to how hilarious it was when I started asking for chicha records in the shop. And I'm like,
yeah, the guy was so surprised.
Like, his eyes just bugged out. He's like, chicha? Peruana cumbia?
Really?
Like, what? And chicha's just, to them, it's just the cumbia played by Peruvians.
Yeah.
But I think to us, we could both agree that there's like something else going on there. There's like these weird like funk and
definitely
psychedelic.
The
like,
funk feel is there. The 70s vibe is in there too.
Ooh, I want to hear this.
It's fun, man.
Let's get into it. It's Los Mirlo on the corner with Secret Stash Records.
On the corner.
We'll be right back. me fascina ese dulce gesto de tu sonrisa. Me gusta la noche tibia, me gusta el cielo y el mar, el trino de los gorriones y la rosa del rosal. Pero lo que me fascina es el dulce gesto de tu sonrisa. Pero lo que me fascina es el dulce gesto de tu sonrisa.
It's Radio K, where music matters most. DJ Fizzy with you. Still on the corner with Secret Stash Records in LS set. Los Yungas with Todo Me Gusta De Ti. Malo with Pana. Daquila with El Dubi. Los Mirlo with Las Danza de los Mirlos. And all courtesy of our friends from Secret Stash, from some digging they did not too long ago down in Lima, Peru. Gentlemen, how you holding down over there?
Good, man. It was fun to listen to some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Brings back memories.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We, when we were in there, everywhere we went, I was trying to find funk. You know, I'm kind of convinced that funk in some sort of form exists, like, almost everywhere. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And I asked them if they got any funk, and they would look at me and they go, funk? Funk? No funk. But like that Enrique Lynch stuff is
that's straight funk.
It doesn't take any imagination. Just
yeah.
Be like, that's funk. That's
yeah.
It. So like they have some of it down there. They don't really know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of funny. And we kind of feel that Cheech stuff has some pretty funky roots or influences. Probably not the roots of it, but the influences are definitely there.
Yeah.
So this stuff, we're trying to work out some license deals for this stuff, so
that would be amazing.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed. We definitely met with the labels, and see, part of what happened is that they laughed when we showed them like vinyl records. They're like, you guys are selling vinyl records? We threw that stuff away decades ago. You know, no one's into that here.
Yeah,
which is, you know, that's fine, that's understandable, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when we started asking for samples of the music in their catalog, they hand Unai like this like 10-inch stack of CDs.
Yeah, and a very humble-looking, humble-sized catalog.
But we're sitting in the biggest record label in the country. Like they own. I seriously think they probably own between them. And then they work with Sono Radio.
Uh-huh.
Between those two, they probably own like 90% of the music from Peru. Like, it's crazy.
We played a couple of the tracks from Sono Radio,
And that's stuff that we are told we have access to. We just got to work out the deal. So everyone, keep some positive thoughts flowing our way.
Once it's out on Secret Stash Records, you know I'll be playing it here. So
right on, dude.
Look forward to that.
Had we not known, like, had we not dug up those vinyls, though, you know, we would have never known about any of these songs.
Like, I kind of, when I said, here's what they have, and I'm flipping through, and I said, dude, they got way more than this. What's the deal? So he asked them, and they're like, well, you know, we've only begun to scratch the surface in our digital CD reissues.
Yeah.
So that's all we have to show you. I'm like, so there is more stuff. They're like, yeah, anything you find on vinyl, like the original pressings with our logos on it, we still own it, and it's fair game.
Ooh.
So that's why we, like, had to get out to go dig.
Yeah. You know what I mean? At that point, it was a necessity.
Yeah. So it was... just made it a little bit more interesting and a little difficult, but made it pretty fun. And now we have some stuff to share with you guys.
So. You got some Afro-Peruvian joints coming up?
Yeah, and the Afro-Peruvian stuff, what was really like the main reason we went down there, and that's where everything started. And then as I started doing more research, I'm like, what is this Chicha stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're hearing now. And that kind of was like a secondary thing going down there, but has very much become, I think... important to me in executing the licenses to get those comps done. So again, keep those positive thoughts flowing our way.
We'll do, man.
Get that worked out. So the Afro-Peruvian stuff. Unai, maybe you want to just give like a little explanation of what that is?
Oh,
maybe a little bit of the roots of that.
I mean, it's not even music to them, you know. It's just a way of life.
Totally.
They're just seriously, they're banging on boxes down there. But they're making great music, you know. And, I mean, what can I tell you about Afro-Peruvian? It's a little recovered. It isn't, like, anything ancient to them or anything. A lot of their cultural stuff was lost. But the Afro-Peruvian stuff that's around now is, like, the revival. You know,
there was, like, a revival that started in, like, the 50s or 60s.
Okay.
A couple key players in that. Amador Balumbracio.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're about to spin next, Nicomedes Santa Cruz. Very, very important figure in the revival of... Very important figure in the revival of Afro-Peruvian music. And the track you have queued up... is, I believe, a festejo, and one of my favorite examples of a festejo, which it's festive.
It's party music. That's the the party.
Well, let's party.
Let's get it on.
All right, Secret Stash Records right here on the corner with a what is it?
Festejo.
Festejo. Yeah. My bad. We're doing it live here. You're on the corner.
Ritmos negros del Perú, bailes, canciones danzarias y cantos de trabajo.
Mamá Luchita está en San José, déjeme usted,
que me lleve Dios,
déjeme usted,
que me lleve Dios,
déjeme usted,
que me lleve Dios,
que andaba con uno, que andaba con otro, que andaba con uno, que andaba con otro, deja usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjela usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjela usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjela usted,
que la lleve
Dios, déjela usted,
que la lleve
Dios, le sacó la tripa y la lleva a vender, le sacó la tripa y la lleva a vender, déjela usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjela usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjela usted, déjalo usted, déjalo usted,
que
esa negrita que no se peina, que esa negrita que no se peina, déjese,
que la lleve Dios,
déjalo usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjalo usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjalo usted,
que la lleve Dios,
déjalo usted.
que andaba con otro, de que usted. Se sacó la tripa y la lleva a vender, se sacó la tripa y la lleva a vender, déjelo usted, déjelo usted, déjelo usted, déjelo usted, esa negrita que no se peina, esa negrita que no se peina, déjelo usted, 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 déjelo usted.
On the corner.
Donde se reflejan las caricias tiernas de la idolatría.
Radio K, where music matters most. DJ Fizzy in the studio with Secret Stash Records. We got Unai, we got Eric. In that set, we heard Eva Ayón with Idolatría coming off the Sono Radio release Esta Noche. Hopefully coming out soon on Secret Stash Records. I don't know.
Keep your fingers
crossed. I don't
crossed.
Know. I'm just saying.
Keep them crossed.
We're open. We're open.
Yeah.
So we got only a few minutes left on the show tonight, but before we go, the gentleman from Secret Stash wanted to share some exclusive tracks that they recorded down in Peru on their whirlwind tour of Peru's music scene in like 4 days, 5 days. They recorded like 80 tracks or something. I'm not even like exaggerating. They did like 50 recordings while they were down there.
It was pretty wild, dude.
Yeah.
We were down there for a week, and we basically like put together our own little portable recording studio. We had an interface and a laptop.
Which Eric got detained at the airport for. First night, I'm telling you, man.
I got
TSA. Like Eric said,
with TSA.
Peru started out with a bang.
No, this was this was in Peru. It was like, hey, that looks expensive. Give me $80. What? Okay, give me $60. I'm like,
yeah, this is a fee. This is a fee.
Yeah. That just dropped $20.
Yeah,
in like
totally. But basically, we had a bag on wheels, like a carry-on bag.
Yeah.
Full of microphones and little makeshift microphone stands that were like put together with electrical tape and cables and stuff. And then we had a bag with a computer in it and.
And our rig, our interface.
And the interface, and then just cameras and stuff. We videotaped the entire thing in HD.
Yeah.
So we're going to make a documentary piece to go along with the CD release.
Cool.
We got hours and hours of stuff. But we crisscrossed Lima for a week.
Like nothing, man.
We recorded in people's houses. We recorded on the stoop of the hostel we stayed at. We recorded in a college. We recorded in a theater. We recorded everywhere.
Like, where we needed to get it. We went down to the barrio, man. We went down to the ghetto.
Hey, man.
With all this stuff. Everybody looking at us, you know? And just got crammed in a house in the small living room and just recorded some crazy stuff, you know?
So this track that we're about to play here, who are we going to hear here?
Well, you're actually just going to hear Corey performing with some Peruvians. He actually brought a guitar with and played along with some Peruvians. Like I said, he had been studying the music. So you're going to hear that. And then we have a beautiful song from Sophia. And we were just like getting people putting together little groups. I'm like, hey, you guys, get together. We'll meet you. We'll give you some money and we'll record. So,
well, let's get into it then.
Yeah, man. It'll be a good time.
All right. It's Secret Stash Records. Secret Stash goes to Peru right here on the corner.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Secret Stash Records, On the Corner. Last track there by Corey Wong and some friends from Peru.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a really hip name for all that.
Yeah, but yeah.
In the meantime, it's Corey and the Peruvians.
Definitely.
That's a cool name right there.
There you go.
All right, so again, secretstashrecords.com.
Yeah, dude, secretstashrecords.com. We're doing the Facebook thing, YouTube, MySpace, yeah. Twitter. Look us up. We're there. But you'll find all that from secretstashrecords.com.
Cool.
And thanks again, man. It's just a blast coming to hang out.
We'll do this again soon, I hope.
Awesome.
We'll have a full 2 hours streaming online as well as this full playlist, radiok.org/onthecorner. Check it out. And also check out radiok.org/international. Shout out to DJ Paul Harding. He plays a lot of this music Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. international flavor. So shout out to DJ Paul. And for myself and Secret Stash, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, 8 to 10, here on Radio K.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.